Well, it's unfortunate that every time a criminal act is conducted by a Muslim, the entire Muslim community, which is over 5 million in the United States, or multiple communities, feel that they have to condemn it and they have to issue press releases to let their compatriots know that Islam has nothing to do with terrorism or it is not responsible for an individual's criminal act. And I think that shows that we have a very serious problem of anti-Muslim bias and stereotyping. We really don't know what their motives are. I think we can tell that there may be some premeditation to a violent act, whether it was this particular workplace violent act or whether it was something larger. But mass shootings are usually premeditated. If you see the acts of Robert Deere in Planned Parenthood, Adam Lanza in the Newton, Connecticut school shootings, you also have many other mass shootings where there is premeditation. We still just don't know if this was politically motivated, and no terrorist group has thus far claimed responsibility, which is usually a staple aspect of a terrorist act because terrorists want to take responsibility for these acts.
Yeah. Professor Sahar Aziz, thank you so much for being with me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we have breaking news right now on a possible connection between the San Bernardino shooters and ISIS. I want to get right to NBC's Pete Williams.